Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Tonight our guest is Vidya Fraser, and we're going to be talking about Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, her most recent book. I think it's going to be a delightful conversation. But I want to take a moment out and talk about the notion of ego and soul playing on a playground. You know, you think of the teeter-totter, and it can go one way or the other. One end is on the ground, the other end is up in the air. And when somebody's bigger than whoever's on the other side, there's no choice. You're kind of stuck because the teeter-totter is not going to teeter. And sometimes when we progress through our life, we can feel like we're stuck and certainly kind of go through a reactive pattern over and over and over again, like driving down a road, hitting every pothole there is, and our life can feel difficult, like it's a struggle. And I want to take the notion of the teeter-totter and on one side put the ego and on the other side put the soul. When we think about our spiritual journey, for many of us, we don't even consider it in our life until we've gone through some type of struggle or we hit rock bottom or we have some kind of a epiphany where we awaken to a deeper sense of who we are. But that's not like a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's not like as soon as you have a glimpse of the idea of who you are, a glimpse of a deeper truth of you, that all your problems collapse and the road becomes paved and you upgrade to a Ferrari and you just make tracks to heaven on earth. It's a back and forth kind of thing. Oftentimes you can go to a seminar on the weekend and the presenter's up there and they're on fire and they're blasting the audience with love and confidence and excitement about the nature of nature, about our role in it. And you can go home feeling electric and alive, and then an emotional event will come along, or a belief system will get triggered by the media or even a personal event in your life, and you can drop back into these reactive patterns that are typical of the ego. And believe it or not, I have a point to all of this, and it relates to the fifth dimension. When we're living our life through the eyes of our ego, we're typically managing elements and components outside of us in a posturing sort of way. Well, you know, my boss can be really difficult at times, and you know, if I behave a certain way, I make sure he doesn't get upset. And then you come home from work and you're emotionally wiped out, or you're trying to make a relationship work that maybe should have stopped several years ago, but your ego doesn't quite want to be on its own right now, and so you're feeding it this facade of complacency, and it doesn't serve who you are. And then you go back to another episode of feeling alive and electric, and that's like the teeter-totter taking your ego off the bottom and putting your soul in charge. And yet, after that exciting episode, you can go right back to the other way. And when we start out on our journey, sometimes it feels like the teeter-totter's stuck and we're living all in our ego. And certainly that can take lifetimes. It can take an enormous amount of our life can be spent in that ego frame of mind. But once we start on our spiritual journey and we start to desire to know the truth It's like a calling card for our soul to show up in our life by influencing us to be attracted to what will heal us, what will bring us out of the reactive patterns. And you can imagine that teeter-totter going back and forth, and perhaps at the beginning it doesn't go back and forth very often, but I suggest to you, there's a point on your spiritual journey, and my sense is just recently many, many people have found a way to make a shift to live in the regular way, in an ongoing way, from the perspective of their soul. And from that perspective, the soul doesn't have any concern about volatility. The ego can very often be afraid of its own death, can be afraid of its sense of being of a volatile, vulnerable presence. But when your soul shows up and you can embody your soul, in other words, your ego has learned to trust that vision of truth of who you are, then the teeter-totter can swing towards the soul side and stay there. And the delightful part about that is an immense ocean of peace, tranquility, stillness. Because when you know the truth of who you are, no thoughts or actions of mortal man can distract you. When you're anchored in the truth, there's nothing in the physical world that genuinely causes you concern, because you're bigger than that. The truth of you transcends any human condition or paradigm, both personally and collectively. And when you can snap into that soul mode more and more often, well, Blog Talk Radio just told me that I've been disconnected and now I'm reconnected. Well, I guess that's a sign we're going to move right along. Our guest tonight is the author of Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, A Guide for Navigating the Global Shift. Vidya Fraser is going to join us, and we're going to talk about Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Les. I'm glad to be here.
So, what made you write a book about awakening to the fifth dimension?
Good question. I guess it's the awakening itself that prompted me. I had been really, really going through a lot of changes for a few years before I wrote the book. And I became aware of the teachings around ascension, shifting into the fifth dimension, that really began speaking to me. I, you know, have had a long, long period of embracing all different kinds of spiritual teachings, both from the East and the West. But in the last 10 years or so, I've been really focusing more on what's just been called the ascension teachings, because it really talks about what's happening in these times very, very well, and what's happening within many of us. You know, there's just a mass awakening that is happening on the planet now, an awakening into higher consciousness, higher empowerment, you know, more heart-filled kind of awakening. And this is a time that has been predicted for many, many years by indigenous elders, by visionaries, astrologers, certain spiritual teachers and scientists. They're all pointing to the same thing, that we're now moving into a very rapid period of evolution on this planet. And we're moving toward a much higher frequency, a much higher level of consciousness that's just been called the fifth dimension. So as I started really watching what was going on in my own life and people I knew around me and then lots of people that I work with, I just realized this is really good information for people to know, because a lot of people are going through a lot of challenge at this point, and it's just wonderful to put it all in a context that is very optimistic, which it is, you know, moving as a collective into a much higher level of consciousness is very exciting to me, and I think to a lot of us who know that this is going on. So I just thought I would get the word out there in a very simple little way. It's a small book, but it just hits on all the, you know, the main points of what's going on in the world and what seems to be going on inside of many of us who are making this transition into a higher level of consciousness.
I can tell you're excited about this shift of consciousness. What are the things that make you excited about this ascension process?
Well, just the fact that, you know, that the world is going to be waking up is just so exciting to me. You know, there's so many of us who, you know, have just been really distressed about what's been going on in the world. I mean, ever since we were born, it's been this way, but it just seems to be getting worse and worse out there. And so to know that we're all in the middle of a process of transition where, you know, all of humanity is waking up and will at some point be living, you know, with more love, more joy, more cooperation and harmony. That just, you know, really speaks to my heart. And, you know, each of us as individuals are waking up more and more to our divine nature and to the magnificent beings that we really are. And it just feels like I have been waiting for eons for these times to be here. I think a lot of us, you know, are tuning into these ancient memories of knowing what was going to be happening during these times. And we've gone through lifetime and lifetime, you know, in the third dimension, you know, a really condensed, dense operating system, it's been called, you know, that we've been living in. And, you know, to finally come to these times when we can be released from it and to make this very rapid ascension into a higher consciousness that most of us know and can remember from, you know, many, many thousands of years ago living in, it's just exciting to me. That's all I can tell you.
Well, I share that too. I get very excited about our human potential.
Yeah.
You know, I look at it from a karmic point of view, it almost seems like humanity has been bouncing along the bottom of the barrel. I mean, we've done such atrocious things to each other for eons of time, and now we're coming out of it. We're starting to find our wherewithal and becoming more coherent about, you know, the nature of struggle and the nature of delight, and it's you know, from a soul's perspective, that gives us the entire range of human consciousness available to be traversed in a single lifetime. And and that you can't make that stuff up. That's a Hollywood movie on steroids. I mean, that's just over the top. Indiana Jones is the warm-up movie, you know.
Yeah, that's a really good analogy. Yes, it's very exciting. And it can be challenging. You know, everything that is not in alignment with the higher consciousness is up in our faces at this point. You know, many people are just realizing that they've been able to live with certain relationships that didn't quite work, but they're still kind of in them now, are realizing they've either got to shift in consciousness with that relationship or they need to leave it. Same thing with work, you know, jobs that haven't worked for a long time, but, you know, people have just sort of kept at them. If they don't quit, they're often fired. You know, it's like it's time to move up in consciousness and move out of what is no longer working. And yet, so often it means stepping totally into the unknown. It's like we don't know quite where the next step is, but we have to really learn to trust the divine, to trust the what I just call, can't think of what I call it, divine orchestration of
right.
all events in our lives. I mean, it is so perfectly set up for the experiences we need to let go of the old dysfunctional patterns that no longer work. It's just amazing to see how our higher consciousness sets these things up for us. And even though it may feel difficult, especially if it's loss or something that's really challenging, you get out the other side of it and it's like, oh, thank God, that wasn't working at all. That was preventing me from moving into a direction that I really want to go in. So like I say, it takes a lot of trust, you know, if these difficult things are coming up. But if you keep that larger context in mind that you are moving from one level of consciousness that is very limited, very dense, very rigid, into a much higher consciousness very rapidly, then you can turn into an adventurer. It's like, wow, you know, I signed up for something that's unknown. I'm going into territory very few people have gone in before. No one's made this journey this quickly before. But I'm doing it. I'm choosing to do it, and you just do it. And this is what a lot of us are involved with at this point.
Oh, for sure. It's such a mass awakening. I'm so damn excited about how it's all going to play out. Well,
yeah.
You know, even in the title of your book, you talk about dimension, the third dimension, the fifth dimension.
Uh-huh.
What's a dimension? I mean, what quantifies, where's the boundary where one ends and one begins? I mean, how's that work?
Well, these are words that, you know, that have been put on states of consciousness. So, you know, there's going to be a lot lost in translation. But basically, there are levels of consciousness, levels of awakeness. And there are certain things that happen, you know, when you're in one dimension or another. They've been called operating systems, you know, like, for instance, the third dimension. This is the dimension we have been living in for thousands of years. And the way reality works here is what we all kind of assume, well, that's reality, you know, but no, it's just reality in this dimension. And when I use the word third dimension, I'm not talking about form. I'm talking about a level of consciousness. And within this consciousness, we have just seen so clearly the aspects of separation, fear, survival, karma, wars. That's what's dominated this whole time in the third dimension. Thoughts and emotions tend to be dense and heavy. There are rigid structures. There's linear time. All of those are constrictions. And what we have recently moved into as in December of 2012 is the doors of the third dimension actually closed, and we were suddenly on the lower levels of the fourth dimension. And it's like a bridge we're now on, moving in to the fifth dimension. And things are looser here. Things are, you know, easier in certain ways if we really just take a look at what's happening. There's more ease, more fluidity. There's still habit patterns we have from the third dimension. But if we look at it, you know, time is getting very strange for a lot of us. In a lot of ways, it looks like it's going very, very quickly. But it can also go very, very slowly if we just stay in the present moment. We have more choice now to choose our actions and change whatever it is that's happening, whatever dynamic in a relationship that's happening. Manifestation is faster. We are, you know, having heart-opening experiences more and more. It's actually harder to stay negative, even if we were to want to stay negative. And so you can kind of feel into this and realize that we really are in a different place now. And this bridge will go on for, you know, it's different for every person because we're all ascending at a different rate. But at some point, we will all be in the fifth dimension because the Earth will be going with us there. And like I say, it's not a place, but it's a state of consciousness. And it's a state of consciousness that the world will exist in with peace and harmony and cooperation and kindness. You know, it's a world so many of us have dreamed of for so long. And, you know, on the personal level, we'll be awake, we'll be merged with the soul. Feelings of love, peace, freedom, joy, oneness will be a constant with us, not the in and out kind of experience that most of us have, you know, that we've been having in the third and fourth dimensions. And there will be a lack of fear, a lack of separation, a lack of survival, a lack of suffering. I mean, you just have to take this in. And a lot of people, you know, who are just in their rational mind think, oh, that's just utopia. That can't ever happen. What I suggest is that you move into your heart and ask your heart, is this possible? Is this a place that I have known of? Is this a level of consciousness I've lived with? Have I lived in a world like this before? And I suggest you may hear or feel the affirmative, because we have. We have all lived in this much higher consciousness before what was called the fall of consciousness happened, which was, you know, it was just a fall. It was nobody's fault. It was, you know, kind of like an experiment, the way it's described sometimes, where things just got denser and denser and form came into being. And, oh, this is a new experience. But what happened is that we also fell into all these other things of fear and separation and suffering. But the good news is that's over. That the door has closed, and it really is only our third-dimensional habit patterns that keep us locked into any of that negative stuff anymore. We really are free now to move more and more into higher consciousness. It's very much easier now, too, because we are getting help from the archangels, from the masters of light, from galactic help. You know, it's just, it's here for us, and we just have to trust it and be passionate about it. Just say, yes, I want to go. I'm here. I'm ready to do whatever it is I need to do. And, you know, you just find that there's synchronicities happen. Manifestation is so quick if you, you know, just really start focusing on what it is you want in your life in terms of more joy, more upliftment, more ability to serve others. I mean, it's just, it's flooding into us now, and it just makes it all so exciting. So I hope that describes to some degree what the dimensions are.
Sure. Well, if we look at the media, we see such a completely different paradigm than what perhaps we're experiencing within our own transformation. How does an individual play into this as it relates to the collective? Because we observe the collective consciousness playing out on this propped up stage of the media. And yet, from a personal point of view, we can be making a shift within our own self and kind of getting better and better at recognizing when we're dropping into 3D reactions and being more disciplined with ourselves. How does it relate as far as me, the individual, and what I observe in the collective as far as this collective shift?
Okay, well, there's a couple of ways I can answer this. One is, you know, when you're feeling pulled by, you know, some of the negative things that are still happening out there, I talk about just keeping a 5D bubble around you. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't have compassion for groups of people that are, you know, going through hell this time, or, you know, animals dying off. It doesn't mean you stop your compassion. It just means you don't get pulled into the suffering with them. You keep your energy high, your vibration high. Keep in joy, keep in love, because that is the most powerful thing you can give to the collective. The other way I'd like to answer this is, if you just are following the regular media, mainstream media, you're going to get depressed. We all know it's almost always negative news. And I don't follow it anymore. You know, I'll go on and maybe just, you know, if there are big events, I want to hear about them. But if you tune into some of the news that comes across the internet or international news, there is so much exciting stuff happening out there. I mean, aside from all the signs that, you know, thousands of people seem to be waking up, you know, you can just see that through social media and the worldwide meditations and webinars that are being given. But there are protests going on for the first time in, you know, history as we know it, about, you know, protesting against inequalities, you know, around wealth and power, and against corporations, against governments run by greed and control. But there's disclosure going on that's over the top about corruption. There are whistleblowers that are just out there on the political scenes, the financial scenes, the religious scenes. You know, it's just coming really clear, all the corruption that has been running the world. There's a loss of dependence on governments at this point. And, you know, people are just gathering together, creating local sustainable industries at the grassroots. Community is becoming really, really important. Sustainable and free energy is out there now. I mean, there are just so many inventions that have been held back through patents that are now being released. You know, the world truly is in transition now. And like any death process and any birth process, there's chaos in a lot of places. You know, all of us, both on the microcosm within us individually and in the collective, it really is a death process and a birth process that's going on. And so it's going to be chaotic for a little while. We're in what's called transitional times. And it may look like things are getting worse and worse, but really what's happening is all the corruption, all the everything that is not working from that highest point of view is coming to the surface now. It's coming to be released. And it's the same thing within each one of us. You know, anything that seems to be arising within you that is negative or is uncomfortable, just know it's rising now in order to be released. You know, it's not to be engaged in, it's not to be argued with, it's not to be delved into and analyzed. Just know that it's like toxins were rising to the surface in order to be released. And so, I see it happening in the collective and in individuals. And like I say, it can be a really chaotic process at times and even look like things are getting worse, but they really are not. You just have to know where to look to see where the newness is coming in now. You know, that the younger generations are just so amazingly open and free with inventions that they're making and, you know, their attitude of assisting humanity rather than going for profit. The little kids coming in are really exciting. I mean, they're so obviously already awake without any kind of karma. They're alive and ready to take over the world as soon as they're able. So anyway, like I say, there are a lot of very positive signs out there. You just have to look for them and not give a lot of attention to, you know, all the negative stuff that's coming to the surface to be released.
Well, if a listener is going through some of these experiences themselves. Do you have any personal experiences you can share with us to kind of give us a front, middle, back view of the process of some of these transitions?
Yeah, I can share something personal. First, you know, maybe I'll just give a short list of what have been called ascension symptoms, because I have experienced them all myself, and also a number of people I know have. And they can be disturbing if you don't know what they're about. You know, one thing I've talked about is, you know, change and challenge and loss. If this is happening in your life, it's probably the ascension process that's got you. This could be relationships. It could be your health. It could be your finances, your home. Like I said, unresolved issues are coming up for many of us, sometimes very intense emotions. Our very identity is shifting. You know, we're being pushed into unknown territory. So all of this can bring in a sense of disorientation in a lot of ways, a feeling of not being all here. Sometimes people experience a lot of mind fog. Ancient memories, surprising memories may be coming in. Maybe even extraterrestrial heritage. That's coming up for a number of people and has been for me also. Another disturbing one for a lot of people is a feeling of withdrawal from relationships and a withdrawal from an interest in their life, and even going into what I've called a void experience. And this is where, you know, for me, it's like my life got very, very small. That's all I can say. All the identities that I had presented out to the world for many, many years just kind of dropped away, that there wasn't much going on in my life. I had no interest in doing any of the activities I used to do. My interest in my friends kind of dropped away. And I just settled into a really very uneventful life. In fact, there were days I didn't even want to go out the door at all. I just was like being in a cave at home. And there was just a whole lot of inner work that went on during, it lasted probably about 2 years. And for some people, it's shorter. Other people, it can be longer. But it's a period where the ego is just being stripped down. All our, you know, identity with, you know, the ego interests that we had, the ego positions we had, the way we used to be, just get dropped around us. And you can feel really vulnerable. You can feel very cut off, you know, from the outer world and very much in the unknown. You don't know if this is going to go on forever or whether it's, you know, it's going to have an ending. You know, who am I going to be at the end of all this? But what can happen, you know, when it finally is time for you to step out of this cave, it's just like a whole new life is ahead of you. You know, a whole new self is present somehow without all the baggage that you've had. And it doesn't mean it's a complete, you know, whole new start. There's going to be some of the old stuff that's still there. But you're freer, you're, you know, generally more cheerful, optimistic. It feels like there are great possibilities in life, you know, like you can do what you want to do. You know, anything is available to you with enough intention and joy. So that is a, you know, it's something lots of people I know have gone through. You know, where you just withdraw from life. And it's not something to be afraid of or to feel something's wrong. It's like you're right on track. If you're going through this, this is the time when you are really making a huge shift from the third dimensional consciousness into fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness. That's something I can really talk about.
Well, it sounds like there can be so much upheaval, if you will, of your own sense of self that I imagine it can feel on shore, or, you know, it's Halloween spooky, about the outcome of it. If your own sense of self is vulnerable, is there a higher wisdom playing out with this, or is it as your 3D eyes show you?
Well, it is individual. You know, we have to just find our own way through it. But there are, you know, there's certain keys that you can keep tuning into, like the one I was just talking about, where whatever is coming up is coming up to be released. You know, that's really different from how many of us have handled stuff that has, you know, come up before. You know, just being a little bit looser with it. Main thing to make it through is to keep your vibration as high as possible, to stay positive, to trust in yourself, trust in your inner guidance, and trust in that you're being protected and guided. This is a lot of what the learning curve is for a lot of people now, is learning that trust, because we are stepping into the unknown. You know, like I said, quite often that next step isn't clear. You have to just sort of step out into the open space and just trust you're going to be taken care of. The more we can stay in love, that vibration of love, that's what makes things so much easier. Laughter, like you were talking about at one point, you know, laughter is really, really important for keeping our vibration high. Going out in nature is a very soothing thing. I think most of us know that, but really take advantage of that now when there seems to be upheaval in your life. But also tune into the fact that there truly is greater ease now. It's easier to stay positive. There is more of a sense of freedom that is available to us. There are synchronicities going on. New people can be coming into your life. Even when the old people are leaving, you know, you realize that you're attracting people of a higher vibration that are more resonant with your vibration now. You know, love is available. There are a lot of people who talk about the tsunami of love, you know, energies flowing on the planet now, and they're available to all of us. We just have to attune ourselves to them. And they can sometimes just take you over. You know, you can just be walking along, nothing much happening. And suddenly, you know, you're just struck either by the beauty of something, or, you know, something someone has said, or, you know, seeing a child. And maybe in the past you would have kind of thought, oh, that's really sweet. But you can just be overcome with love. I mean, I often have what I call love attacks. Out of the blue, I'm suddenly, you know, just attacked by love. I'm brought to my knees. So these things are all available. Also for people, you know, certain psychic abilities are coming back online for most of us. We all used to be extremely psychic, you know, and we will be again. There's a lot of rewiring going on in our brains. So there's just a lot of really exciting stuff going on along with the upheaval. You know, it can be side by side. It can happen within a couple of minutes from each other. You know, you can be feeling really, really good and just sailing along, and suddenly somebody says something and you are triggered. And you just think, what the hell happened? You know, I was just feeling so good. Or it can be the other way around. You can be in the middle of, you know, despair, and just suddenly, you know, you look out the window and a bird lands on a branch, and your heart just opens, you know, and a sense of gratitude just washes through you. And so it can be very confusing, but, you know, if you realize that the old is dying and the new is being born both at the same time, It all starts making sense.
Well, you know, the 3D world is so energy consuming. It's clunky, if you will, in the sense of grace or finesse. I mean, it Like I look at the model of the workforce or the career idea, where 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, you go sign up with some corporation and fulfill a specific task for 30 years or whatever. When as we move into this fifth dimension, from that perspective of higher consciousness, there's going to be more eloquent ways of doing even the most mundane things that have been difficult in the past. How would you say, from an individual point of view, so I'm a listener to the show, and I find myself moving into the fifth dimension. It seems like we have a spiritual mission or a role or an advantage or gift that each one of us has that's unique to us. How are those going to play out in this next chapter of our human story?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, all of us coming on the planet have some sort of soul purpose, what we're here to do. And there was a time at the beginning when I believed that anybody who was on a conscious spiritual path was here to assist in the ascension process, during these times. What I've discovered that that's not exactly true. There are some of us, and I think a lot of us, but not all of us on a spiritual path, who know that we are here to assist with this ascension process on the planet, either assisting the Earth or assisting humanity. And I am seeing more and more people now who are waking up to what their particular purpose is. And to me, that is just so exciting because they have just been living their life for these times now. And karma is clearing and their path is opening up and they're realizing what it is their heart really wants them to do. And it's around service in this particular process. And there are many people also who know that they have some kind of, you know, spiritual mission during these times, but the circumstances aren't there yet, ready for them to do it. And it can be frustrating waiting, but I just encourage people to just wait, because quite often they're going to be involved with groups of people doing the same thing, you know, all with the same mission. And everything has to be in place. It has to be in right timing for everyone involved. So if you're someone out there who just knows you're here to do something, but you don't know what it is yet, or you don't know how to start doing it, I just suggest have patience. The time will come, and I think fairly soon, because we may be in for some pretty tough times on the planet coming up. It's just a sense I get, and I think a number of other people are saying it too. The next couple of years may be rougher than even what's been happening so far on a global level. You know, we'll see. I'm really hoping that's not true, but in case it is, it's really great, more of us who are ready to assist, not just ourselves, but everyone on the planet, the better it's going to be.
Yeah, I like that. And I think sometimes when you're waking up too, you can get these glimpses of your role in the future.
Right.
And then you go to execute it, and it's like push starting a bulldozer, and just nothing catches, and the ego can feel discouraged by the lack of motion. And I think it's important to recognize that it's not only your life, but it's the other people who have signed up to work together with you. Their life is going through upheaval, and it takes time to reorganize. And when I say time, that can be measured in years, if not more, as far as putting things in place. And, you know, like you might go, you feel inclined to write a book, and you push into the collective this idea, and the response is minimal, you can think that, well, maybe I'm wrong. But I think sometimes it's not a matter of wrong, because that vision you saw is spot on. It's a matter of the timing of it, and to be patient enough, and then know to try again.
That's, you know, right. Absolutely. Yeah, I do think, you know, most of us have gotten glimpses over the years of what we will be doing. And if you, like you say, if you try to push it too soon, it's not going to go anywhere. And it's not because there's something wrong with you or with your vision. It's just not right timing. And so, again, you have to move into trust that right timing will occur, and you'll be alerted as to when this timing is right, and everything will be set in motion. And it's set in motion with ease. It's smooth. You know, the synchronicities happen that show you that you're right on track. But for some, it's been a hard period of waiting, because they're so eager to go and have such a clear vision of what they want to do. But they just have to wait. Yeah, that's just the reality of it.
So what are some essential keys, like a perspective that we can have that can help us through these times of ascension?
Well, I think I've said some of these about keeping your vibration high. Another key, and this is really an important one for all of us, is truly learning how to love yourself. And, you know, this is something, you know, most people, anybody on a conscious path, you know, has been trying to do for a long time. But it is essential now that we truly act in a loving way towards ourselves and not fall into that third dimensional self-criticizing all the time. We really have to do what is right for us and assume that if we are doing what's right for us, it's going to be right for everyone we're affecting also. So loving yourself is very important. Keeping your vibration positive, moving into trust, moving into gratitude. Gratitude is really, really important. You can't really be in a mode of gratitude and suffer at the same time. You can't do both at the same time. So if you move into gratitude, it just smooths the road out. Keep the big picture in mind. You know, realize that it's not just happening to you. It's happening worldwide. We're all going through it in our own way. But what's ahead of us is so exciting, and it's what we've been praying for and hoping for such a long time. So, and remember to ask for help. There is so much help, on the inner realms, you know, beings that are just waiting to be asked. And it's just a lot easier than it ever used to be to get divine assistance. So I just encourage you to just ask, you know, when it's really feeling too hard, or when you need new ideas, anything. You know, you're not limited now to what your own rational mind can come up with, or what other people's minds can come up with. You can really tune into a higher aspect of yourself, you know, to really begin thinking from the heart rather than the mind. And you can get help to do this by just asking for it.
Yeah, don't let your angels become slackers. I mean, give them something to do every day.
Yeah.
Well, Vidya, what other modalities do you have besides writing books? Do you work with people, or?
Yes, I do. I have many decades worth of being a transpersonal psychotherapist, but where I'm using my skills these days is in giving what are called quantum healings to people, which are remote healings. And they're really, really quite wonderful and quite effective for healing all kinds of things. And so that's basically what I do in my real life, and I write in my spare time.
So who's your ideal?
I also just want to say, you know, I do also just give hour-long ascension counseling sessions on the phone as well.
Oh, very nice. Well, who's your ideal client?
My ideal client is someone who has been on a conscious spiritual path, working on themselves very assiduously over a number of years, who is very aware of being here for the ascension process and wants to get jump started in what they're here to do, what their spiritual mission is. And I get quite a number of those people. I mean, it's not the only kinds of people I like working with, but if I have to come up with an ideal, that's it's the most fun kind of person to work with. They're just raring to go, and I just help them clear out any blocks that may be in their way.
Do you do like one-time sessions, or do you have a process that takes time?
It could be either. That there are some people, all they need is that one session, and you know, maybe 3 months later they'll call me. Other people, because a lot comes up in these sessions, you know, you need time for integration. So often I suggest, you know, at least several weeks in between. But there are people, you know, who come back over and over again. They just keep moving forward in the process and clearing out the next layer of whatever is in their way, you know, whatever remaining karma they have. They just want to get past it. And what I can do is just give them a leg up with this, you know, give them a boost. You know, we all have to do our own work, but this healing work assists people to do their own work. And it's very gratifying in that way because I just see people moving faster with these healings, you know, as a wind behind them, so to speak. And just clearing away a lot of the debris from all the lifetimes they've been leading, so that they can move more quickly in consciousness toward what they're here to do, and also just toward greater awakening and moving into the fifth dimension in consciousness.
Well, very nice. Well, what would you say, I mean, where do you see yourself in the future? What's those glimpses of your own future telling you?
It's kind of surprising to me at this point because I feel very comfortable just being in my own little world. You know, I'm no longer in the void, but I really love my own company at this point. But I do see myself part of a community, you know, an ascension global community of some kind at some point, and just focusing on assisting people through the ascension process and, you know, many different modalities. And I don't know if that's going to happen, where it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, but it is a picture I've had that keeps coming to me, oh gosh, for decades now. And you know, it's one of those things I'm just trusting if it's going to happen, it'll be clear to me, you know, what I need to do. I'll do whatever that needs to be done. But it is all around bringing the awareness of the ascension process to the world. That's really what my mission is. And I will just do it in whatever way I'm called to do it.
Well, very nice. I feel the same way about my life. It's like, well, whatever the hell comes up, I'm there. I'm in. You know, my hat's in the ring. So you've written books and you work with people. How would somebody go about engaging? Do you use emails or your website? How do they get your book?
I do both. My website is my name, vidyafrasier.com, and that's VIDYAFRAZIER. And you can also find out about the quantum healing I do on the website. But I also have written a number of blogs about the fifth dimension, about ascension, you know, that people have really loved reading. You can buy my book. My email address, again, is my name, VidyaFrazier101@gmail.com. And I'd be happy to respond to you in that way also.
Well, Vidya, it's been wonderful having you on the show. It's been a delight talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's been great talking to you, Les. I recognize a fellow traveler in you.
Vidya Frazier, the author of Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. You know, when you show up for your life purpose and tune in to what your heart and your soul is telling you, you move into a much more graceful expression of yourself. It's almost like you've had the park brake on, or the windshield's been dirty, and where traveling through your own life has been a struggle or requiring a lot of energy to move through it. But you know, when you raise your own consciousness and you connect with that deeper sense of wisdom within you, it moves you in a direction that opens you up, because consciousness has no boundaries. And when you can look at your life from the viewpoint of that higher wisdom, from that deeper sense of knowing that your soul has, there's a sense of comfort that comes from that, even though you might still be in the storm, even though your life is chaotic. To understand that deeper sense of who you are can give you a sense of peace within the storm itself. Like Vidya said, there's still some ripples to come to our human story, and the next years won't necessarily be a cakewalk. But when you know the truth of who you are and why you're here, it can help you navigate the storm in a much more graceful way, in the sense that you feel comfortable with who you are. It's my life purpose to help others discover their own personal power and recognize that they are infinite beings with no limitations whatsoever, and how to embody that and bring it into the physical experience in a graceful and enjoyable way. If you've liked this episode, you can go to newhumanliving.com, and we have many radio episodes that make travel a lot of fun. If you're about to get on a plane, or if you just want to clean the house, you can go dial up an episode in our radio archives and raise your own consciousness while you're cleaning the carpet. How nice is that? I'm your host, Les Jensen, and I'm delighted that you chose to join us tonight. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living radio broadcast. You can raise your own personal power with Personal Power Fundamentals Home Study Course at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.